With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Eagles are celebrating their second Lombardi Trophy in franchise history. Philadelphia beat the Chiefs 40-22 in Super Bowl 59. Philly prevented Kansas City from completing its quest for the league's first ever three-peat. It appears some FBI agents may be out of work soon.
As the Justice Department reviews how the agency handled investigations into the January 6 attack on the Capitol, the president is vowing that some FBI agents will be fired.
We had some corrupt agents, and those people are gone, or they will be gone, and it'll be done quickly and very surgically.
Critics fear the president is carrying out a purge of FBI and Justice Department officials who not only played roles in the January 6 prosecutions, but in criminal cases against Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, former Senator Jim Talent says he supports a decision by Secretary of State Rubio to snub the G20 summit in South Africa.
Well, I certainly approve of sending the message that we're very concerned about what's happening in South Africa. It may be deteriorating into a kind of genocidal position. So I guess that's the message that he's sending, and I think it's a good one.
President Trump says he expects to find hundreds of billions in wasteful spending at the Education and Defense Departments. The president made that prediction in a pre-Super Bowl interview with Fox News, during which he outlined plans for Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency to expand its probe of fraud, waste, and abuse in the federal government. The president said the funding freeze for USAID was only the beginning. Five workers from Thailand released after being held hostage for more than a year in Gaza have arrived in Bangkok. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is dropping help from the skies in Sudan. Michael Harrington reports.
There's a civil war going on, and it has forced tens of thousands of people to flee their homes for the jungles. The problem is they don't have any food. Enter Samaritan's Purse. The giant Christian relief agency has begun airdropping beans, corn, and other staples into designated rural areas where the refugees can pick them up and survive. Sudan's latest civil war began in 2023 and shows no signs of concluding anytime soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Maryland's Supreme Court has upheld the constitutionality of a 2023 law that ends the state's statute of limitations for child sexual abuse lawsuits. The legislation was adopted after a report that exposed widespread wrongdoing within the Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore. The report included details about more than 150 Catholic priests and others associated with the archdiocese abusing 600 children. This is SRN News. Pair lawmakers introduce a bill aimed at giving tax relief to retired Americans living on Social Security. Bob Agnew has more.
It's called the Retirees First Act and would lower the tax burden on Social Security benefits for seniors and offset the lost revenues by redirecting funds from inefficient, non-security discretionary programs. The senators say their bill would also safeguard the Social Security and Medicare trust funds while making retirees the priority. Historically, Social Security benefits were entirely exempt from federal income tax. The bill's authors say current tax exemptions have not been adjusted for inflation, causing so-called bracket creep and raising taxes on middle-income retirees. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Royal Caribbean cruise ship docks in Florida with more than 90 sick passengers on board. The CDC said most of the symptoms docked in Tampa were vomiting and diarrhea that lasted 24 hours. More details at SRNnews.com.